Good evening, America, and all of you listening live on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Welcome back to Radio Tony Everyday Business with Grant Wood. And before I introduce you to the amazing Grant, just a quick reminder, if you missed any of our shows or you want further information about connecting with any of my fabulous co-hosts, please jump on over to radiotony.com where you'll find links on how to connect with Grant and how to find out all the information about the wonderful things that he does. And here at Radio Tony Everyday Business, I have to say that I really like to interview people from the smaller businesses that keep us going. And I'm particularly happy to present Grant to the audience this week once again. He's a heartfelt entrepreneur and he loves working with people one-on-one and in small groups. As an ex-teacher, he's an educator and he has a wealth of knowledge and understanding about health, wellness, fitness, and the mind-body-soul connection. So with that in mind, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Grant. So Grant is a massage therapist and a body flow trainer. He is 68 years young, and he enjoys helping others maintain and improve all aspects of their life to recover from healing, to increase your flexibility and range of movement, to general fitness, without compromising your spine, muscles, tendons, and joints. And we all know as we age, it's our muscles, tendons, and joints that have the issues. So Grant particularly likes to work with people over 50 to enhance their lives through targeted programs, which include massage, reflexology, gentle flowing exercises, and his particular unique program called Body Flow. Grant's business is designed to use his knowledge and understanding and his that's come from personal experience. So he's not talking about something that he hasn't dealt with himself, from sporting and work-related industries and injuries. He provides solutions to his clients around general wellness that doesn't hurt. He likes working with people who want to experience no or low impact style fitness and health that will improve as we age. So good evening and good afternoon, Grant. How are you?
I'm well there, thank you. Yes, it's kind of like being a little bit enduring, having this very hot weather that we've been experiencing over the last couple of days. So, because I've had a few sessions this morning as well. I've just come back from doing one. So it doesn't take much to get a little bit of a sweat up in this particular weather, but that's fine. We can just be grateful for the good weather we've been having and just got to deal with it and do what's appropriate, like hydrate, just continual hydration and things like that. Yeah.
I was going to say for our American listeners who are going into winter, we here in Australia are going into summer. And the last couple of days have been incredibly hot. I know because I was in our capital, Brisbane, over the weekend and walking around in the city, and man, it was really hot. So I knew I'd been walking around by the end of the day. I was completely hot and sweaty. So, Grant, this week we want to talk about some of the conditioning beliefs that hold us back, particularly in relation to wellness, health, and fitness. What sort of conditioning beliefs do you come across in the people that you work with, Grant?
Well, it's all stems from our upbringing quite often on how our belief systems are developed. It might be gained from our parents or close associates and stuff like that. So we have a belief system of what we think wellness is all about or fitness is all about and all that. And I've discovered that a lot. And it's probably a bigger issue amongst guys. Because they're quite often their egos kind of like block them from learning other particular ways. So yeah, that's a big issue that I have with my fitness, because when I introduced my body flow, a number of the people initially, especially guys, say, "Oh, you won't get enough cardio doing that." And I say, "Well, bring it on, and come and experience to find out otherwise," because that's one of my missions. Because I had to change my belief system as well, and that's developed from my horrific injuries that I sustained over my years of kind of belting myself up, where you kind of like had that belief that the only way that you're gonna get in shape was you kind of like got to go hard. That whole philosophy about no gain or pain. You've got to kind of like no pain, no gain, which is kind of like a myth, because you don't, it doesn't have to be like that at all. The only people that should need to kind of like push themselves well behind the end, if you were competing in a high level, if you were competing at a high level. But for the majority of people, they just want to look good, feel good, have the energy and vitality to do the things that they love to do. So they don't need to be beat up. Yes, still work to your threshold point, but yeah, there. So that's my whole being part of my mission is to sort of enhance and alter people's conditioned belief system of what they think fitness, wellness, and that is all about. And I had to go through that journey myself.
So, Grant, essentially what you're saying is as we age, we don't have to push ourselves as hard and fast as we used to still maintain a good level of health and fitness. Is that what you're saying?
Definitely, definitely, we don't need to. We just work at to the level where our body is allowing us to work. That's not your comfort zone, but your threshold zone. So you're then going to gain the benefits, but we don't need to push it way beyond. The only people, as I said, need to do, if you're in a high level competing, you're in a high level competing sport, but majority of people are not doing that. That's only a very small percentage who are doing that. Yes, and they got to push themselves to that ultimate limit if you're in a high level team or you're a high level competing athlete. And I've been there, done that. But then my mission became, well, I want to help the everyday people who get put off by the exercise because they get that conditioned image that, okay, the only way that you're going to get result is beating yourself up. You've got to go hard and aggressively to gain the results. And I've discovered through what's happened to me, that is just total a myth.
So, for people listening to the show today, and they've perhaps never done much in with exercise and health and fitness, and they're wanting to start off, what you're saying is that you don't be so tough on yourself, that you can actually get a wonderful range of health and fitness and the benefits that come with health and fitness by being a bit more gentle but considered about your fitness, which is that's really wonderful to hear. I know myself, I used to think that you had to just go really hard. And I've actually discovered that my 20-minute gentle regime of a morning is actually producing some wonderful results that I never would have thought about had I not started thinking about this from talking to Grant. So again, it's 20 minutes and I do get sweaty and my heart does race, but they're not big weights. They're not big movements. They're very quite gentle and structured and more thinking about engaging the muscles and the muscle memory. So I did 5 years of Pilates before I got a chronic illness. And so I know, even though it's been a substantial amount of time since I've done those hard Pilates workouts, but my muscles still remember. And if I can consciously engage them, they do benefit. So anyone can probably do that work, and it doesn't have to be as hard as what we might think. How do you challenge the beliefs for some of the clients that you see, Grant? How do you alter their thinking? Is that by showing them how those exercises yes. work?
By coming to experience what I share. And it was interesting yeah. that you brought that up, Tony, because I had a gentleman on Friday afternoon at the yes. rehab, the detox and rehab said he's coming there because I get called in to do, they've got drug and alcohol issues and stuff like that. But anyway, one of the gentlemen I had, he wanted a exercise regime, and he was like a real, that just one of those real aggro, just kind of like tense and everything like that, and thought, yeah, you've got to go hard to get any results. And I asked him what sort of exercise that he did, and I said, and he said, I go hard all the time. I go hard all the time, just like that. I said, oh, that's cool. Well, I'm going to just show you a different sort of aspects of fitness, because I said, I can understand where you're at because I've been there myself and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I just took him through some beautiful power flow Tai Chi, Qigong type movements, not mm-hmm. a little bit different to what you see in the park, but sort of the movements like that. And within 10 minutes, he was in a sweat. He was just in a sweat. He could not believe it, just with that movement, the controlled movements, yeah. the postures and all that, about holding those postures and stuff like that. And he said at the end of the session, which is only around about, I gave him about a 40-minute session total, mm-hmm. including the warm down and the stretch down. And he said, you have mm-hmm. changed my whole belief system of what I considered fitness to be. And that was just in one session. From one of my body flow sessions.
That must make you feel really good when people discover that, you know, life's tough. Let's not make it any tougher than it needs to
That's
be.
Right. Yeah. And so
he obviously felt like it was working for him. So it must have been quite a big moment for him to discover at the end of that 40 minutes, he'd still had a really good workout, but he wasn't going hard and fast. He was just doing things that,
he was used to sort of doing heavy weights and all that type of stuff. Yeah. And I just like added some Qigong stuff. And he had a point where he couldn't even hold his arms up doing some of the beautiful movements and the rotation and all that. It's just control flow. Yeah. And he was only a guy probably late 30s, early 40s.
Yes.
So he just like shaped a belief system. And when I told him that, oh, I'm in my mid to late 60s, he went, it was just
exactly.
like a pin drop, because again, someone they think that like a 60 plus year old is taking kind of like some other people. Again, that conditioned belief system comes in and says, hang on, I'm 40, he's 60. How can he give me a good decent workout? So mm-hmm. yeah, but it's that on what how people have to think on their conditioned belief system, how they think you should be at a particular age. And that's, again, that's my mission, to sort of change that whole belief system, to enhance it, to alter it, that whole system. So, yeah, it's one of my big missions to do that. So it's an ongoing process and stuff like that. Yeah. And, again, the biggest issue I have is with guys.
The guys
have the egos. And that brings up another point there, Tony, about that, because that holding on to that ego, that macho image and all that, creates a lot of damage, because guys are used to kind of like having to want to fix everything and stuff like that, but they have things eating inside of them. And if you notice this, because I work a lot with mental health, with processes where I sort of work, and the suicide rate in Australia at the moment weekly is over 60 a week, and of those, 8 of the 10 are men. So that tells you something, that ego, that image, that kind of like big macho image is eating away inside them about us guys have to learn to become vulnerable, not weak.
I was
vulnerable.
Yes, Grant, I've been having lots of conversations the last week. It's wonderful that you bring this into our conversation today. I've actually been talking to both men and women about men and their preconditioned beliefs around who they should be and how they should be in this world. And some of the conversation have been around our need to embrace men and encourage them to know that it's safe to be vulnerable, that that showing emotion is not weakness, that talking about how you feel is not weakness. It actually is a show of strength if you can go and search out someone to talk to. And our men are killing themselves because they perceive that talking to someone about the things that are going on in their brains is weakness, and it's not weakness. It's absolutely strength to reach out and get some help. And we've had such a horrible year. 2020 has not been pleasant, and it's been made worse by the epidemic of mental health issues that have been shut down and closed away because we've been in lockdown, essentially. And so that leads me into, I'd really like to know, Grant, what you consider all-round wellness, healing, and fitness looks like from Grant's perspective. What does that look like for you?
Okay, it's you get it down to simplicity. It's got to be simple. Like, everybody's looking for complexities in whatever they sort of do, you know, like go to the gym, all those complex machines and everything like that, all those kind of like $1,000 machine, everything like that, that isolate the movement and everything like that. Make it simple. Use the things beautifully around that we have surrounded you, like tables, chairs. I did my live video. You saw that was on sitting on a Swiss ball, which you can do on a chair. My latest one, which I sent to you, Tony. Posts, bench seats, walls. I can give people just a simple routine, 15, 20 minute using a wall, all the beautiful thing, doorways, all the things around you. And then I add in things like a simple $5 power tube, TheraBands. Those type of things, very simple. And you can just like wrap them around a post, stand on them and all that type of stuff. So when I go away, I just do that. Because people say when they look at me, they think, oh, you go to the gym all the time, don't you? I said, I don't go near a gym. I've been there. I don't go near a gym. I just use things around me, use my own body movement, my own body weight and things like that, add a little bit of resistance with certain power tubes and stuff like that. Just simple, because I say to people, I said, okay, if you drop a big dumbbell on your foot, you're going to be out of action. But I said, if you drop down a power tube, a little band on your foot, you're going to be okay. Yep. And I can just like move a forward or way to gather my resistance. So I can kind of like either have a 5 kg resistance, or I can have a 10K or a 15K resistance by how far I'm away from my attachment point. So it's just like very simple, and you're not going to ever injure myself. And that's what all my clients say to me. They say, Grant, you give us a beautiful workout, but we never ever get injured. Never. Yes. You'll never get injured. Yes. Because I stress posture, being present, yes, slowing down so you get the full range of motion. People want to go 100 mile an hour and they shorten the range of motion. They're jerking their whole bodies around. It's got to be smooth and sort of graceful. I mean, you can just like add a little bit of the tempo. Just add a bit of tempo, slow, faster, holds. So you're varying it around all the time. When you go to the gym machines, it'll either only take you up and down or that two-dimensional movement. I need to 4, 5, 6, 7 dimensional movements. So you're going in all different angles, the possibility that your body's been designed to do. So that's it in a nutshell.
Grant, I want you to show the people who are watching your muscle structure on your arms. Can you hold up your arm for me so I can see? So see that muscle structure on Grant's arms and his upper biceps? There's no gym work there. None. He doesn't go to the gym. This is all done with simple ways, and that's part of Grant's philosophy. And so, Grant, I know that you have lots of modalities that you consider when you're developing people's personalized programs. What sort of modalities do you find that help with your clients? So specifically, Grant Wood, what are your favorites?
Okay, I start off when a person, because I had a person this morning that I've come through from today, but I first met her at the detox rehab center. Okay, she had sessions with me and she just like, she was blown away. So now that she's out, she's called me in to do private sessions because she was just so impressed with what I did. And she wants me on a weekly basis. Tomorrow I'm giving her, she's doing a foot reflexology and a magnesium foot spa because she experienced that in the, when she was in the rehab, stuff like that. When I first see a person, I go through just to find out where they're at, where their level of fitness is, how their posture is. So I go through just some simple, basic movements. And I find the best is Tai Chi. Tai Chi flow, okay? A little bit different than what you see out the park, but I add Tai Chi movements to find out where they are. And I just do some simple stretch movements, a little bit of gentle balance stuff, because then I find out where where they're at. With their reception or their posture or all that. That takes about sort of 10 minutes and I work out. And from there I can alter my level according to where they are at that particular time. There's a few people there who have done much, and I'll do things on a chair where they do in a workout sitting on a chair or a bench. And they get blown away with the simple movements that I had them sitting on a chair. So that's what I basically, how I started off. Just simple, but I had their movement, all different angles, all the different ways that we need to move on a daily basis. And that's one of my other emphasis is to help people improve on their, for their daily functional activities, their everyday things that that's we need to do, and the things that we love to do that's going to help us so with that.
Walking and sitting, isn't it, Grant?
Yes, and quite often people sitting at the one place, they're sitting there. The big thing now these days is like sitting at the computer all the time. So the body is held in that one rigid position. You're locked up at the hips. Yeah. So I can just say, okay, just stop for 10 minutes and just take, I have two office people that they call me in once a month to do chair massages. But before I start, I said, okay, we're going to do a little series of 5 minutes, little workout. I said, you're all sitting at your desk. They're sitting at their desk, office people. And these ones are only all young. None of them are over 35, the ones that I, offices that I go to. And I go and take them through some movements on the chair and they go, wow, they cannot believe it, and just like that, making a neck move, all the wish one, stand up, sit down, and all those particular, grab the knees, so you can kind of like give people a beautiful stretchy, I call it a stretchy fit routine in 10 minutes, and they go, yeah, just that. So some of that, the people, I've had people that hardly done anything, like they were maybe in their late 60s, 70s. A couple of my clients are in their 80s and they love what they do, love what I do. And I've got one of them, she's back playing golf and bushwalking again, and she's 81.
That's awesome. That's
just through getting them to move it, functional movement that's going to help them in their everyday life. Yeah.
Yeah. I know another one of your favorites is massage, and I'm going to love talking about this because one of my favorite health and fitness and wellness things is massage. I'm a huge proponent for the use of massage in keeping us healthy, helping our mental health. And I was researching about massage in preparation for our show today, Grant. I didn't realize that it was one of the oldest healing traditions on earth. And many ancient peoples, including the ancient Greeks, Egyptians, Chinese, and Indians, all used massage to treat ailments. Sure. So it's thousands and thousands of years old. And for those of you that aren't familiar with massage, and because it's such a prominent part of who I am, I found it strange to realize that not everyone understands the importance of massage, and not everyone realizes what exactly massage is. And it's a process of kneading and manipulating a person's muscles and soft tissue to improve their well-being or their health. And it involves holding and moving and applying pressure to muscles, tendons, ligaments, and fascia. And also, research would suggest that massage is effective and one of the most effective things in managing subacute or chronic lower back pain, delayed onset muscle soreness, anxiety, stress, soft tissue injuries, high blood pressure, and insomnia. So I knew it was good at relieving stress and tension, but I didn't realize it had the effect of lowering blood pressure and reducing muscle soreness. So do you find that massage helps many people in many ways?
Absolutely. The ones who experience it, I'm talking about like proper quality massages, okay? Again, it comes to that conditioned belief system, especially in the Western cultures. The early days, it's changing a lot now. People had the conditioned belief system, massage, they had that sexual connotations all the time, that early, but especially, again, men, that conditioned belief system from Western culture with men, okay? And when I first experienced the massage, which is back when I was competing, back a number of high-level competing, I used to get regular massages, and I had a lot of guys say to me, said, oh, you know, and they should have carried on. I said, well, I'm doing it to kind of like help reduce my soreness, get rid of lactic acid and all that sort of stuff, get rid of the tensions in the joints where the muscles are having a tug of war against the joints and all that type of, all those type of issues. Open up the meridian channel so you get to get blood flow and all number of sort of type of issues. And when I started the thing, I said, when the opportunities come, I'm going to get into this massage treatment. And when I started doing the courses, all the teachers said, Grant, you've got a natural affinity for it. I just said, oh, I'm just there, because I just said, I love it. So just from there, I just started doing one modality and started learning more on the type of things that I knew was going to help help myself, then to help others. So at the present, I've got about 8 different modalities that I do, and I vary them according to the needs of the person, because people have got different needs. So yeah, so I do like advanced. All my techniques are all advanced type massage techniques there. Yeah. But people at the end of it, I had a lady who had an hour and a half yesterday, where I did, and I combined a lot of stretch movements, a lot of movements right in there, releasing all those tense spots where the muscles attach into the joints and the skeletal bones. And when you feel like pain, I say to people, oh, that's like a stagnant pond. It's like a stagnant pond, okay? So there's a blockage there. So you need to get that stagnant pond flowing again, because we all know how yucky stagnant ponds are. Yeah? So you need to get that flow, so you get the blood flow and the oxygen into those particular areas. And when you come into the trigger point areas, certain points where one point like that, and you go into the air and they go, oh, ouch, I said, that's like a rusted lock. And I said, mm-hmm. we know how hard mm-hmm. rusted locks are to move, okay? So we need to get some movement, gradual, steady little lubrication, so we can get that blood yes. flow, so that lock moves again, so that allows the muscles and that to do what they're supposed to do. And some people just say, oh, and they get a sore pop. They say, oh, you're hurting me a little bit. I said, no, 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 no. I said, that's pain that you have got locked in your system. I said, do you want to keep it, or do you want me to help get rid of it? Okay, but we'll do it just to your level of threshold point, because
yes,
a number of you probably all experience where a person bores in so hard that you're white yes. knuckling on the edge of the table. Okay, I can do yes. those style. I've done all those styles, but I've modified them around so I can get the same level without having the person, because I like to have the person in a state of relaxation when they're having yes. my massage, so I can get in yes. and do the healing and stuff like that. And all the people, yes. when they finish doing what I should do, because I do a lot of stretch, a lot of movements, it incorporates a lot of Zen Shiatsu, so it's like stretch movement, yes. they say, oh, wow, I'm feeling so relaxed yet energized, because you've opened up yes. all the meridians and the blood flow. And people said they've never, ever experienced a massage like it, because they said, oh, what style is that, Grant? I said, oh, it's Grant's style. I said, it's a combination of all the different modalities that I have learned over my years. So I said, yes. how I would treat you is different on how I would treat another person, because they've got different issues. So I can just in yes. my first little 5 minutes, like I did with my body flow, I find out yeah. where the person is at. I just go over their body to find out where they've got different blockages, different stuff like that, and I'll go like that and I say, oh, so I hope that's, so I can feel, and so I just do it over, and then I can find, so then I can vary what I need to do with that person, which is going to be different to the person next to them, another person. So yeah, so I do a little a crossover, okay? And the person might say, what issues have you got? I say, oh, neck issue and stuff like that. But quite often where they've got their neck issue is not where their problem yeah. is.
Yes.
So I do that with a little bit of exploration. They might have a neck issue yeah. because of another issue, okay? Or they might find they've got a lower, they said, oh, it's my lower back. I said, okay, let's find out.
Yeah.
I said, it could be relating to your glute issues. Your glute muscles aren't firing. And I said, therefore, the poor yeah. lower back and the poor hamstring has to take the extra load, and it's not designed for that. It's designed as a support system. So, yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's,
so, yeah, I know. I didn't sort of start having massages until my late 20s. And I remember distinctly the first massage I ever had. A woman was kneading my back, and there were lumps in my back. So I now know that my tension gets stored in my upper shoulders yeah. and I get this sticky lumps of tension in my upper shoulders. So I now know, after 20 odd years, 30 odd years of massage, that it's tension. but I didn't know back then. And I remember this woman just trying to get rid of these knots in my upper back and how painful it was as she tried to physically, forcibly move them out through my muscles. I now know that you've got to go gently, 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 and massage around them and into them and like disperse them. Because
just move around. That's it. Yep. Yeah. That's it. So people are going to find, people have got different thresholds. So I purely work to with a person's threshold point. Yes, they're going to feel it, but we're never, ever going to have them where they're going to be white knuckling on, I call it white knuckling on the edge of the table where they're tensing up so, so, so much. So I never have that. I just work on the people's threshold point, do just beautiful, lot of stretching and movement, because all those knots, the muscles having the tug of war, tug of war. So you've got ones pulling more than others, and they're normally pulling against the spine and the joints, because that's where the issues go. Because I have a person say, I've got a calf issue, and I say, let's have a look where the muscles attach onto the joints up there, the knee down there, right down there, and by the ankle, all those attachment points, that's where the issue. So they might be sore in the body of the muscle, but the real pain is going to come when the muscles are attaching onto the joints and the skeletal system, your attachment and your insertion points of the muscles.
So one of the biggest benefits for me in terms of massage is that deep feeling of relaxation and calm. Now, I never used to be able to fall asleep, but now my body knows, okay, this is a massage, you can switch off now. And there's nothing quite as wonderful as that restful, almost sleeping, semi-deep sleep feeling that you get from a good massage. I was reading on the weekend that some of those benefits of that deep feeling of massage can actually release endorphins into your body and reduce those stress hormones like adrenaline, cortisol, epinephrine. They're reduced by massages, something that I didn't actually realize. I realized that they produce endorphins because I get that lovely, relaxed, calm, sleepy, wonderful feeling. I didn't realize that they can actually reduce those stress hormones. And I guess that's why massage is such a key component of what you do, Grant.
Absolutely. It's interesting you say that because I've had a number of people hug me after they've had the massage. Even though they've had, a few little swats hug me, they said, and have gone into semi-tears and stuff like that, they said, you have released emotional stuff that's in their body as well. That tension is held in the muscle joints and stuff like that. And you open it up and you get a beautiful cold, like, open up the meridian channels, and you get that beautiful blood flow and oxygen where you kind of like, as I said, releasing that sort of getting that stagnant pond flowing again, because that kind of like in that stagnant pond area is where all that emotional kind of like crap has been held and stored in it as well. And once you get that going, they go, wow. So they just get an enormous relief, and they kind of like feel beautifully energized. Not energized where you're hyped up, but just that beautiful energy. And this is what that lady I had here an hour and a half, and she's a yoga instructor, and she said she had never ever experienced a massage like it before and like that. And she said, I feel, whew. She said, I want to feel, go and lie down and rest, but she said, I feel nicely energized and stuff like that. So so that was kind of like beautiful. It's interesting, Tony. I was going to bring up another point there with, again, the issue with men's ego, because, again, it's a number of the men that's changing a lot, but you still have the issue where guys say, I don't need any of that stuff. I don't need any of that sort of stuff. And guess what I say? Oh, that's very interesting. I suppose you don't service your car either.
Yeah.
I don't suppose you service your car either. And they look at you. Of course I service my car. I said, why do you have your car serviced? So it runs better, so it doesn't break down. So it's kind of like it's less likely to break down. It's going to run better and smoother. I said, oh, interesting. I said, don't you want to have those same feelings?
Yeah.
That's and they don't know how to answer it. When you come back like that, they do not know how to answer that question. When you relate it back to something that, oh, yeah, the car, you know, all that the vehicle stuff like that.
It's actually about keeping your body in its best state. And they're all linked, mind, body, spirit, they're all linked. I know too, I was reading a little bit about, I follow a trauma practitioner called Dr. Vanderkuy, and one of his key sayings is that the body keeps score. So if you consider all the things that we put our body through, and if you, and his work is particularly around trauma and the interaction between trauma healing and massage, and how, you know, for some people, certain types of trauma make it incredibly difficult for them to accept massage as a component of their healing therapies. But his research would suggest if you can get the right masseuse to work with that traumatized person, that the massage is the key to releasing some of the emotional trauma that they hold within their bodies, with the underlying belief that the body keeps score, no matter whether it's a physical, mental, or spiritual injury, the body keeps score of that. So his research would suggest that in certain types of trauma, the trauma resides in certain parts of the body. And his link was to lower back pain and childhood trauma. So that lots of his research would suggest that lots of people with childhood trauma have lower back pain in adulthood, and it's unresolved and unresolvable until they start to do some of the massage modality and fitness therapy that helps to start release that tension and that pain. That's where it sits in their lower body. Do you find that sometimes clients discover underlying emotional connections to their body that you're able to help them release?
Definitely, definitely, but both with my body flow movement and that, because it's about one of my mates is to get people present with the now, to get them present with where they're at, okay? So they're not just going through the motions. And that's the first thing spend the first couple of minutes doing some nice breathing stuff to get people focused and present on where they're at now. So all of the outside influences, I said, leave those behind, okay? You'll be able to get back to those. They won't go away, okay? You just kind of like just be present now and everything like that. And people get like become really amazed on kind of like doing that, the difference that it makes, because to me it's about all getting balance, about getting muscle balance so the body can function the way that it can do. And if you've got kind of like that balance happening, it's going to help with your the emotional state and your spiritual state and that and all that aspect. So it's all getting that balance, which is an ongoing thing, because there's aspects that kind of create that imbalance all the time. And again, if you've got muscle imbalances, that's quite often related to an emotional or a stressful thing that's happened in your body. So once you create tension in your body, straight away you've got muscle imbalance, which is going to affect you emotionally and spiritually and mentally as well. And then the way you move and the way you react to things, all that aspect. Yeah.
So, Grant, you can find, you can help people work by working on people's body with the body flow and massage and movement combinations. You're actually able to help them with some of that emotional stuff as well. Do you find that their mental, that they're finding that their enjoyment of life increases once they start a program with you?
They do. I have the people that's interesting that you brought that up there, Tony. Since the start of the COVID thing and all that, where gyms and that closed down, and I had a few of my friends who were, you know, were going to the gym because quite often people just go there for social. But when the gyms closed, they said, oh, what am I doing now? They said, oh, I'll go and Grant's sharing and stuff like that. I'll go and do some things with Grant. But all the people that started with me at COVID don't want to go back to the gyms. They're not interested in going back to the gyms because I've enhanced the whole belief system. And they just want to come to me. I suppose in some ways people get with hooked on what I do because I make them feel good and only make them say, I said, I only want you to work on where your body is allowing you to work. I said, don't push it beyond. I said, you're not competing in a national team or anything like that. I said, you don't need to prove anything. I said, just enjoy the experience and just work on where your body's allowing you to take it. I said, to your threshold point and stuff like that. So that's so my flow of happenings basically threefold increased with the number of people that I saw from pre-COVID to that. And and all the people that are coming don't want to go back, don't go back to the gyms.
Yeah. Again, it's actually nice to develop a relationship with the person who's helping you most with your body. So, Grant, we know that you do this beautiful body flow series. We know that you do massage. Are there other elements that you incorporate if they're warranted?
Such as what? An example there. That's pretty well what I do, but I like the people, like I incorporate, I like, because I also do, as the weather's getting warmer now, at the end of my, sometimes I'll go down to the nice pool area, pool, and I'll finish off the activity with some beautiful body flow in the water using the resistance of the water. And I'll put little swimming paddles on and I'll do that. I do that now that there with some of my some of the people that come to me so I add that and I like bike riding and all that sort of stuff. As you probably know from my first one, I used to be a high level endurance athlete, but I don't do any of that running impact sort of stuff now because my joints would say, no, naughty boy, you don't need to do all that sort of stuff. And I just wouldn't do them because the injuries that I've done to myself in my past would not like to do. So it's all like pretty well non-impact sort of type movements now. So I like my bike riding, a little bit of gentle walking and swimming, different swimming stuff. Yeah. So I'll go down the pool and I'll just do like a lot of aqua aerobics type sort of stuff. Yeah, so I add that in as well. Yeah.
The water itself offers the body a resistance that's good for it, isn't it?
Sure,
like the exercises in the water, it delivers for you a resistance by virtue of you being in the water, which is good for you as well. But it,
sure,
and it also keeps your body cool as well. So you're not heating up your
muscles. So I can do a body flow movement and I'll put give people a little small swimming paddle so they've got added resistance and we'll just go through different moves through the water. And I'll do that, starting to do that now that the weather is warming up. So it's quite pleasant being in the water at the end. And I'll do that quite often as a conclusion to the session. Yes. Yeah, because a lot of the people that I see are like this morning I had two either like a lot of few one-on-ones, but I have a lot of pairs, a lot of couples, two guys, two ladies, couples, and I have a lot of that. Then I have a few smaller groups where I only have a maximum of 10. I don't like the big groups because I've seen too many of that. And no way can the person running the class watch everybody and see that they're doing it well and correctly to get the benefit, the maximum benefit, and to totally avoid injuries.
Yes.
So I'm not a big one for those big, massive classes.
Yep. I mean, that's not to say that you couldn't do that, because as a teacher, you've had classrooms full of 30, 35 kids. So,
Kids,
but it's
that's it.
nice
Yes,
to know
yeah, yeah.
smaller groups so
That's
that you can keep that individualized.
absolutely, absolutely. You can do that, but I can do that. You know, you can sort of do that with learning the process a little bit online, so people can access my little live videos and that I do. Yeah. Because I endeavour to do those at least once a week. Sometimes I might be busy one, but I'll sort of normally do them. So it's normally every 2 weeks. And anything that I give, people can do those for 4 or 5 weeks. And then the next one I do is change. So as you have seen the few that I've done, Tony, not one is the same.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. They're very good. I love that Grant sends them to me. Now, we are completely out of time already, but I just want you to know, if you want to connect with Grant, jump onto RadioTony.com and you will have the contact details for Grant on the website. And he is a wealth of knowledge and wisdom and understanding around the body, health and wellness, and I'm sure that he would have no problem at all answering any questions any of the listeners might have. So jump onto RadioTony.com, where we'll have a direct link to Grant's contact details. This, unfortunately, is a lot for this week. We will be back next week with Grant to talk some more about mind, body and soul, and how to stay healthy, fit and happy in your over 50s. And it doesn't mean that you have to stress your body and do the hard yards. It can actually be a wonderfully gentle, fulfilling, awesome experience. Grant Wood, thank you so much for being on Radio Tony again this week. We will be back this time next week with Grant for another conversation around body flow and all things Grant Wood. Thank you so much, Grant. Over to you, TJ, and bye for now, everyone. Thank you.